me start that right now. Thank you for the reminder, Kenny.
Well, just wanted to mention that I also, you know, had some conversation with some of the members of the community right now, and actually got some feedback even by email. So I have feedback from Rainy, I think, from Steve. I have like 4 or 5 feedback, so I actually haven't organized this in some written way, but probably I will somehow organize them and send them out as well. Where I actually asked some members of community, you know, to provide feedback on all those points which were provided during the TIFF meeting, just, you know, to see a different set of opinions. But of course, we can discuss also
great opinions. So I have a wiki page for that. I can flip over just to show everybody, and then we can get back to the page I had up.
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
Okay, hold on just a second. So it's called Community Feedback, and it's under Technical Steering Committee. I don't have anything on there yet, but I intend to populate it based on discussion from this meeting. So Ala, if you can add your notes to here as well, then we can start organizing and addressing.
Sure, I will definitely include, you know, whichever I've gotten. As I said, I have probably feedback from 5 people, I believe.
Sure.
So I will put it in the organized way. Yeah.
Wonderful. So, just for brief context, we had 4 slides of feedback from Kenny from ONS you know, a number of people talked to him and to LF at ONS, and we want to make sure that we talk about it. First, there was a lot on onboarding about how difficult it is to onboard a new engineer and set up the development environment, and also responsiveness, answering new contributor questions can be challenging right now, and we need some simple and easy to follow instructions kind of across the board, and better email tagging are some of the feedback. PTLs. Running through these quickly. In this session, what we want to do is capture everybody's feedback, so I want to leave time for everybody to comment. And I'm just using this to set context, and then I want to invite discussion. PTL feedback on, you know, make sure you commit. Have a delegate if you can't attend, and if you can't attend frequently, then don't be the PTL, let someone else do it. Internal staff meetings are not the same as project team meetings and discussions and approvals. Put your meeting minutes on the wiki, and call for agenda in advance to go up on the wiki. Feedback on the TSC, company-centric, not community-focused, was one of the pieces. The same thing about if you can't attend a meeting, assign a delegate. And if you don't, if you send a delegate more than you attend, then pass off your role to someone else. Moderate the TSC meetings webinar style, and then flip the meeting time in winter to morning meetings for China. So that's the feedback we've received so far. I'd like to open this up for discussion and for additional feedback from the people on the call.
So, on the last point, because actually on the last point, you know, the natural desire, you know, is that, you know, because people in China actually do suffer having their meeting clearly late. But what I also had in those conversations with the different people in the CEO in the community, they said, yes, of course, let's do this. And then my next question was, okay, so what is the exact time slot? And then it turned out that people had no clue, because then they proposed it apparently that it's either, you know, 1 or 2 a.m. in Israel, or it is 1 or 2 a.m. in the U.S. East Coast or whatever, right? So on the last, very last point, I would say let's get a complete proposal and see that it fits our rule of not having the meeting during the 6 night hours. But in any case, what I wanted to propose here is actually to limit our TC meeting time to 1 hour, because this way we at least will not make this problem as big as it exists right now. And of course, we know that we will not have enough time to discuss all of the topics within 1 hour. So we should probably have one additional meeting, a different day, once per 2 weeks, once per 3 weeks, where we discuss some additional topics. So basically, my suggestion would be that for that 1 hour on Thursday, we should have a very clear list of topics which we usually discuss, and then we have additional meetings scheduled once per 2 or 3 weeks, also limited to 1 hour, where we discuss those additional topics, you know, out of some predefined list or any new topics which may pop up. So this is basically one interim suggestion, not really fully resolving the problem, but this is something that I wanted to suggest. But then again, speaking of time slot, at least I did my own research. I could not get to any reasonable time slot. But if someone else, you know, finds something different, I will be happy to hear.
Yeah, that's the challenge that we have with times across the board, is that if you look at all the time zones we have, the biggest window we have is between the U.S. West Coast and China. It's 7 hours in the summertime and 6 hours in the wintertime. That really sets the pacing. There's no other interval that's that large between any other two regions on the globe. It does unfortunately limit the meeting times to early mornings on the West Coast and evenings and into almost the sleeping hours, almost up to midnight in China. So I don't know that there's a whole lot of flexibility, but to the extent that we can be sensitive to that we have a 3 hour window in the summer months and a 2 hour window in the winter months, that's probably the best we can do unless we schedule multiple meetings.
But then again, what I think we need probably to figure out is perhaps limited to 1 hour. So yes, people suffer, but not suffer for 1.5 or 2 hours. But you don't. And then we may have one more meeting. So basically, what we need then, we need to have a very clear list of topics which would, you know, pop up on Thursday, and then additional topics which would pop up, you know, once or 2 weeks or three, or whichever we agree, right? We need to discuss it. This is just some initial idea. But if we manage to limit the meeting time to 1 hour, this is less tougher, right?
So this is good input. I think if it could be added to the concerns, could be added to Chris's page that he set up, because we've got a lot of people on here that I know wanted to provide input.
Yes.
New input.
So, yes, I really want to capture that. If we can allow everybody to speak, I know this is a narrow window, and we'll schedule follow-up meetings to capture additional feedback if we need to. Let's open this up. If there are other people who have any feedback whatsoever in this area, you know, please, the floor is yours.
Yes, Chris, I think I said before, as far as I understand, the TSC is not technical enough. We are spending too much time in planning management, solving some admin stuff. Why we have some big technical issue to solve. Today I said at the last TSC, the RF project has not passed the M4. And that should have a huge impact on Beijing release. And typically, that's something we should address first at the TSC level to solve the technical issue or to solve, let's say, some technical problems across projects. I don't think we play this role today. I think it's a problem. My feedback on the feedback from other, let's say, developer guys, from me, also from other open source community. It's the first one. The second one is also. I think globally, maybe not at the TSC level, but globally in the project, we are spending too much time in some discussion, I think about modeling or architecture stuff and so on, why we are in an open source community. And we shall focus much more on the code first, let's say, code first vision. And I think that's also something missing in the project today. On the last point I just want to raise, we have a lot of information coming in the wiki, in the mailing list, and so on. I think it could be great also to have a kind of, let's say, recap to get, let's say, some fresh news, let's say, on the, maybe in the weekly basis or monthly basis to say, hey, guys, now for this project, we have this big impact, big evolution. For this project, we have that and that. And I think that would be very useful also to have this kind of, let's say, kind of newsletter of ONAP, let's say, to say, now we have some cool information about a new tutorial, a new webinar, or any kind of new information that can interest everyone. So here are my feedbacks, in addition to the one provided by Kenny, because I fully agree with that. And that's mainly what I want to write on. If we can help to progress, we will help on that.
Okay. Great. Did I capture him correctly on the wiki page?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to go into solution mode at the moment if we're just sort of putting the feedback up, but maybe a little bit on the, I agree with Eric, to also sort of put up some of the technical aspects and when that's come to the releases, sort of focusing on helping the projects that are close to the releases, so we could kind of split things up. But then I'll go into solution mode there. I think it comes down to a little bit making sure the agenda is prioritized according to what we need. So a little bit on the agenda management and time sort of keeping on during the meeting there. And also, I think we make some decisions, but we don't necessarily follow up on those decisions very well. Maybe we could have a solution mode. We could have a JIRA for the TSC level decisions that we make that we need to follow up on there.
Can I start opening JIRAs against my boss?
Oh, if you can't do it, I mean, we can find someone who can, maybe.
Also, one more point, which actually I think Eric also had mentioned it, but I would like to strengthen, wiki internal organization, because, basically wiki, you manage to find something there only if you know how it is organized, which is pretty impossible to find something there if you're not really a member of community. So perhaps we need to organize it in a way that, all of the documents are concentrated in a single place, and approved documents, or regardless whether they are from use case or committee architecture or any project. You can have a tab there, of course, mentioning which documents belong to, right, as is done by many communities, but then people will have a single source of document, a single place where all meetings are gathered. Also, we probably need to have some wiki page for approved documents, such as architecture of the release, use cases, functional requirements of the release timeline, because right now we have several standards bodies which actually would like to reference what we do on wiki, and for that we need to have a single source which they can reference. So I would say we probably need a few concrete steps to reorganize our wiki to become it more readable and easy to understand.
Okay, yep. I've got that. Other feedback?
Tal has his hand up.
Oh,
he's muted.
Yes, thank you. So I have 3 points to raise, and they're quite big. And I'll just say in advance that I do want to be constructive, so I am working on trying to propose solutions to them, so I'm not just complaining, hopefully. The first issue is, ONAP is a big, sprawling project. It's very, very hard to get a handle on it. And one problem I see is that we keep inviting more and more projects in. It seems to be that we're measuring success by growth in terms of adding more and more components. I think our goal should be to streamline the project more. And one suggestion could be that maybe we would have an idea of having these core components of ONAP and then components that are considered add-ons in some way. So in terms of architecture, that does become complicated because every time we see a proposal come in, it has impact on a lot of the other projects. So it keeps getting more and more complex in that way. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to get there. I'm still working on an idea, but the idea is that these add-ons would not have impact on the core components. So there will be a strict separation maybe of what is core and what is an add-on. And they will have different rules in terms of how they affect the rest of the project. My second comment is, it seems like the community is still behaving like the project just started in the sense that initially we had seed code for the project that came in and became the beginning of these other projects that were on ongoing development for them. But it seems we're still behaving like we're adding seed code. Projects come in when they're already basically ready. The proposal is kind of retrofitted to make the project fit in, but it's again more seed code instead of how open source communities usually work, where development is done transparently in the open from the beginning. So rather than having code dumps, huge code dumps that are very, very difficult to digest at that point, we should start working within the ONAP community already. And I do realize this is an ongoing process and eventually we will reach that more healthy a place, but we should talk about that. My third point is I would like to see ONAP behave more like a meritocracy. A lot of the way the projects get added in are kind of according to the value they add to maybe specific members, specific companies. I know this relates to comments, other feedback we got, but a lot of open source communities have something like an incubation area. And I know this has been discussed in the past, and it is complicated to implement an ONAP, but the idea of incubation is that when a project starts, it is not fully a front-end project. It has to start with some sort of incubation period, and then there are criteria to become a full component of the project. And one of these components can be, I think, cooperation between companies. For example, in the Apache Software Foundation, for a project to graduate from incubation, it has to show significant commits from committers from at least three companies. So I don't know if that rule could apply to ONAP, but we can think creatively about that. So this could potentially solve the problem of the silos that we have. You know, we have so many components that seem to be developed primarily by one company. I think we can all agree that that's unhealthy. So so those are my three points.
Okay, thank you. I'll put those down. Other feedback?
Hey, Chris, this is Jason. On the TSE participation, I swore I read at some point, I thought, I don't know if it was in one of the versions of our charters that, you know, if somebody didn't attend a certain number of meetings, then essentially they wouldn't be counted for quorum. I don't see that in the document now, so I don't know if there's a suggestion that we add that back in, perhaps when we change to the meritocracy approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason. It wasn't in the original. It was discussed, but it wasn't there, and I'm 100% in agreement with your suggestion.
Yeah. Oh, one additional way, you know, one additional thing we need to handle is all the private email exchange lists, and there are so many of them, you know. At least in use case subcommittee, I think recently kind of stopped, or almost stopped, because we had all those different task forces on top of regular use case subcommittee list, and I believe that now they are using use case subcommittee list. But I also, I get so many emails, you know, either directly or forwarded to me by my colleagues, these all those small lists where, you know, some key discussions actually are made. So this is something that we definitely should try to avoid somehow, you know, convince this message to the community. It is up to people to decide which discussions they participate on, which are not, but those discussions are architecture, use cases, or anything security modeling is discussed, you know, everything should know about them.
Okay. Thank you. I got that down. Other feedback?
Well, I know we are not looking for solution now, but just to extend on the feedback that you have already provided, the fact that there are so many communication and we are not always sure what to look first, if we could build, Randa had this idea to have a message board, especially when we are closed to this release, or even better, so like a reminder, please don't forget to do XYZ and not wait for the template, whatever. You see, just to give you an example, today we have the Hills Check review, so maybe we could have on the message board, dear PTL, don't forget, we have still this L check not working, or OOM need your support, you know, I don't know if it is maybe something good. We have tried to set up the Rocket Chat to increase the reachability of the PTL in case of emergency, but maybe for company who cannot use it, we could have a message board. I don't know. I'm just suggesting to accelerate the communication, especially when there are urgency.
Okay. I got that. Okay, I see in the chat, TSC member Shepherd Projects.
Could be more a solution to some issues we are facing rather than an issue. I don't know.
That's a solution.
Yeah, I would think, yes. But something to keep in our mind as a solution, yes.
Okay. Other feedback. I know we're getting close to the bottom of the hour. From anyone else on the call?
I'll just say that the first slide around, you know, ease of joining and all that, to me, that's probably the number one issue. And I know, you know, OOM team, a lot of folks in university have been making strides towards that, but somehow we got to find a way to keep a focus on, you know, letting people easily figure out how to use ONAP, get started with it, et cetera.
Okay. Great. So I think this has all been very good feedback. I see some patterns in this. So what I'd like to propose for next steps is that we schedule additional calls like this. You know, we have the wiki page and collect feedback from other people, but then start organizing it into categories and then start addressing the categories to get to you know, brainstorm solutions and then work through the process and come up with some recommendations for this, because I think this is all very valuable feedback, and we want to see how much of this we can address inside of ONAP, ideally all of this. Does this work to have you know, calls after the TSC meeting, or should we be doing a doodle poll for additional times during the week?
I'm not sure that we really need a call for that on a weekly basis, right? So what will follow now is that the wiki page will be organized and, you know, community members will provide their feedback there. And then probably we need to start seeing how we organize the feedback, but do we really need a call for that? A regular one? Let's see. I mean, I'm not sure. Just that, you know, the real work which has to be done now is to get the feedback and to see are there any, you know, common points and certain to organize those into recommendations.
Yeah, but I think it's typically also I think something we have some program in an app. Every time we have a program, we launch a subcommittee on it. It comes a long time, but we just need to have, let's say, some small task force like this one. Let's say maybe we can have some meetings, maybe during only 1 month. After we stop it, finish. And I think it's also the same thing for the subcommittee. We launch so many subcommittees. I think we should be able to stop them also. We need to identify a problem, to tackle it, and after we close it. We close nothing today in the not today.
Yeah, I think a weekly call for a while. I think a weekly call for a while would make sense. Like just like Eric said, you know, doesn't need to go on forever. But I think we kind of owe it to, you know, work these issues and close them, right?
Yeah. Tentatively, do we want to stay through the end of the release? If we can end earlier, we end earlier. But at least so we have some recommendations going into Casablanca how we can make things better.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Have also an action register for the TSC. I know Gildas and I, we have one for the project, but if it can help to at least we don't speak in the air, we track the concern, then we try to build a plan, and we close it, then we share the result, right? A kind of action register, if it does not exist for the TSC, and maybe continue the practice we have put in place for the PTN when they have concern as well.
Yeah.
Back to the
that could play into the JIRA tracking decisions and.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
I think that's useful. I think when we come up with our recommendations, you know, that we can put it into JIRA and make sure that it gets tracked makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And Susanna just popped into the chat window about the number of Tiger teams that there's overlap and it's difficult to understand. Very similar to the comment about the subcommittees.
Okay.
I'm trying to speak. Can anybody hear me?
Lingley's next. And then I think there was someone else beyond that.
I would like to echo, I think, to Alice's suggestion. Perhaps we do not need a regular call for this thread. I don't want to complain, but it always slows me down a lot when it comes to midnight. So I think this is an important thread, and perhaps we can leverage Wikipedia for collecting feedback and proposals and see if we need a dedicated core on demand. And as for the Tiger team and also a lot of meetings that we have during the Nights of China, I think I share the pen with Susanna that, you know, a lot of the meetings, including Tiger teams or project meetings or TSC meetings also included here, is that there are too many topics and there are too many threads. And it seems to, you know, to very difficult for one that is particularly interested in following either technical threat or governance threat, or, you know, like a specific, you know, like issues that perhaps span across different projects or administration domain. So perhaps we need to prioritize and also differentiate different, you know, like threads, and trying to stick to perhaps do something like a planning. So what are the high priority things that we need to address given the time frame, and what are the current discussion forum that have the people or group that are working on it? And it's like perhaps a dashboard or something that we can record the status and things like that to share with the community, so that anybody who are joining, who want to be follow up, perhaps not on every occurrence of those meetings and every single thread. So that would be easy for them to check their, you know, according to their interest or something like that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I've got all this. It sound, I know we're really late in China. I don't want to keep this going and keep you up you know, way past midnight. So why don't we wrap up now? Clearly there's more work to do to collect more feedback, to prioritize it, and then to create solutions. Why don't we take it to email and work on the wiki and progress it for a while. Ala, I know you're on vacation next week, so let's talk. Maybe we need another call in 2 weeks just to pull this together and see how it's going. I want to make sure that we don't lose this and that people don't forget about the page because it's on the wiki and we don't have a forcing function like a call. Does that work for everybody?
Yes. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody's contributions and all your feedback. We'll take this to the email. If you do think of anything else, please put it on the wiki, and we'll continue working on it. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.